to a God who listens. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning.
Welcome into Mix Sunday Morning right here in Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. We have a great show lined up. Artists like Hillsong Worship, Carrie Job, Jeremy Camp, Bethel Music, Meredith Andrews, and so many more. But I am so excited this morning to have in the studio Miss Delaine Robinson.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Couldn't be better.
Well, we are more than honored and excited to have you. And I think we met on Facebook, and really what we got excited is you would post videos of food. And that really, I said, who in the world? I mean, this is, you know, all day during work, I look and there's food. Come by, pick it up. Come by, eat it. I mean, it is... It is. It's good. It's a great way in social media, a great way to meet people. And then I went and saw, I watched some of your videos. And then what really brought, the Lord just led this to what he's done in your life. And we'll get into that a little bit later. Okay. But it is. It's an honor to have you this morning. And we'll get you back in the next break. And people can hear kind of what God has done in Delaine's life,
okay,
if that's okay.
Yes.
All right, coming up, Phil Wickham, Your Love Awakens Me, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. There were walls between us. That was the Worship Coalition, the song Good, right here on Mix Sunday Morning, and right here today again. I mean, we're just getting star-studded. We're going to put stars down the sidewalk. And the first live guest, we Zoomed in a guest last week, but the first live guest to Mix Sunday Morning, Miss Delaine Robinson.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me. I'm honored.
Well, this is a loaded question. It's hard to ask, what did God do in your life? Because I know you could probably write a book about it. We could probably talk all day long. We could talk the station into making this an all-day Sunday show. But what has God done in your life?
Well, I was a meth addict for 26 years, for half my life, and in June of 2019, fast forward from my early 20s to now, I got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I cried out to God in June of 2019. I had cried out to him before, and I think he knew my heart, and he knew I was ready, but I got on my knees, and I asked him to please forgive me, to come into my heart, to please take this craving away from me. I had tried everything to get off of these drugs for over a period of 26 years, and nothing worked. The last thing I tried was God, and he was the first thing that worked. I got on my knees crying out, God, please just take this craving away from me. Please show me how to live for you. And I just said that over and over, and I went to bed that night not thinking anything of it. I woke up that next morning, and I knew something was different, but I just couldn't put my finger on it. Over the next few days, the transformation that God made in my life is unbelievable. And had somebody told me the story of what God's done in my life, I wouldn't have believed them. I would have thought they were exaggerating or maybe stretching it a little bit. But literally, God took that craving away from me. I had no withdrawals. I have not relapsed one time. And that's why I get up every morning and I do my daily devotion, because God totally changed my life and he continues to change me daily. Just my mom and my dad can tell you the transformation that he's made in my life is unbelievable. My son can tell you. It's just amazing what he's done. And to anybody out there thinking that they're struggling and they can't get through, I mean, I used to think of every day how I could kill myself because I was so miserable. If you're struggling with anything, just turn to God and ask for forgiveness and ask him to help you. And I promise you he will.
Well, there was a youth camp I went to way back in junior high, and I don't remember much of it, but I remember the theme of the camp was God still moves.
Absolutely.
And God still does move, and then there's power, and people just don't realize, darling, there's power in the name of Jesus.
Oh, amen.
If you believe in that, you know, I have my own personal testimony on what, when that name was said in the room I was in, what happened. there's power. And if people will just realize what we talked about last week about the 99, that he will leave the 99 to find the one. You're never alone. Yes. Even though Satan wants you to think that you're alone in that corner.
Yes.
You are not alone. No. He is right there. And all he wants you to do is call out to him.
That's right. That's all he wants.
All right. So if you will stay another segment, because we got to go back to music right now. But if you'll stay on for another segment, we've got some more to talk about that.
Absolutely, I will.
All right. Coming up, Elevation Worship, Graves into Gardens, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Bethel Music, No Longer Slaves, right here on Mix Sunday Morning, Alabama's best mix, Mix 106.5, and talking about mixing in the kitchen. Wow. I mean, if you want to find out where all the pickup trucks go every day in Sylacauga,
they're coming to Mama Ree's.
They're coming to Mama Ree's. They are. And again, I love the post that you put out. But I wanted to start this segment as we ended the last one of how God had moved in your life and the power of his name. It's not just resurrection power, it's redemption power, it's saving power. Amen. It's crazy what he can do for you if you just allow him.
Amen.
But the biggest thing is he wants you to talk to him. And I love the videos that you put out to remind everybody. I love what you say, your prayers. I mean, it's that simple. And
yes.
And if people are listening, because I've worked with youth for a long time, and that was the hardest thing to get them to do is to pray.
Yep.
What is prayer to you?
Oh, it's everything. It's my lifeline to God. It's my connection. You know, I've got to keep that communication line strong, because that's the only way you can make it in today. You just constantly, before my feet hit the floor in the morning, I pray, and before I go to bed, I pray, and I pray all throughout the day. And that's what you've got to do to stay close to God, for him to, and he will bless you. Oh, will he bless you like you've never experienced before, you know.
I do. I pray in the mornings. I pray at night, and I don't pick up a script.
Yeah.
Because all he wants is
our attention.
You. All he wants is me. I mean, it doesn't, we can talk about the dog, the cat. It doesn't matter. Prayer isn't a script. Yes.
That's right.
You know, we have the Lord's Prayer in the Bible, but he just wants you to be you. He created you. He just wants to hear from you.
Absolutely. He just wants to spend time with you, just like parents do their children, you know, that we're his children, and he wants to spend time with us just like our parents want to spend time with us.
Well, all right. Can we keep you for one more second?
Sure.
One more segment? Because I think you wanted to talk about...
Yes, that's mine.
That's
Mama Ray.
Yes, you did. All right. So... You're listening to Miss Darlene Robinson right here on Mix 106.5 and Mix Sunday Morning. Meredith Andrews, Open Up the Heavens, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Miss Delaine Robinson, we talked her into staying one more segment with her because, I mean, there's some essentials in life, and we've talked about that, you know, God, our relationship with him, Jesus, and prayer. And outside of that, you have to eat.
Right?
You know, you have to eat.
Yes, my mom owns Mama Ree's Restaurant, and she has started her YouTube channel, cooking channel, giving away all her recipes that she's used over the last 40 years, and it's Mama Ree's Restaurant Incorporated on YouTube. So if you would like to, go subscribe, and she's giving out everything that she cooks there. So, I mean, can't ask for anything better.
You can't. Well, again, I thank you for coming on. If there's one last thing, if there's somebody listening this morning, because, you know, we have people listening last week all the way in Houston, Texas, and North Carolina. If there's somebody trying to find God, no matter what they're, and it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't have to be a chemical addiction. It can be a physical addiction. There's so many kinds, and there are addictions that people would fall over if you told them that they're saying that's not an addiction. I do it every day. Well, it's an addiction if
that's
you do
right.
it every day.
That's right.
So what would you have to say to somebody who is searching right now that has searched, like you said? And I watch so many actors, I watch so many athletes that have everything in the world they could have physically, and they try to buy their way into happiness.
Yes.
But there's no happiness until you find the joy of Jesus.
Amen.
What can you tell that person that's listening right now?
You don't have to go and be in a church. You can be at home by yourself. Get on your knees and cry out to God. Experience it for yourself. That's my biggest thing I tell other addicts, you know, don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. And there's one scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. You will be dead. Your old person will just die. And God recreates you from the inside out. And he starts with your heart. Just try it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Literally get on your knees and cry out to God and experience from firsthand what he can do in someone's life.
Wow. I know there's another hour in the show, but we could close it with that. That is amazing and awesome. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome back any time.
Oh, thank you.
And your story is, it's a testimony. Everybody, they don't realize that everything you go through in life is nothing but a testimony. It's like a scar in your arm. It tells a story.
That's right.
And that's the coolest part about it. People want to hide it, but no, it's the Lord, and it's the way he gets to use us.
Right.
And people say, I wish I wouldn't have, but a lot of the things that you did go through, what I did go through, you wouldn't be sitting in here right now.
That's
if you
right.
didn't go through that. I wouldn't be sitting here if I didn't go through those rough times.
That's right.
And it wasn't because, you know, your best friend got you through it, your mom got you through it, whether friends got me to it. No, it's because the Lord brought us through
Amen.
It.
Amen.
And it's our job to go out and tell people of his amazing grace and his
Amen.
Amazing love.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, all right, Miss Delaine Robinson, right here on Mix Sunday morning. Again, it's an open invitation.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Coming up, We the Kingdom, Child of Love, right here on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. It's Mix Sunday morning. That's Hillsong United, another in the fire. Hey, some facts about Hillsong United. They're a worship band that originated as part of Hillsong Church. Formed in 1998 as part of Hillsong's youth ministry, the band consists of several rotating worship leaders from the church. And they're from Sydney, Australia, but they tour all around the country. And I love that song, Another in the Fire, because one of my favorite stories in the Bible is of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where three went into the fire, but when they looked, there were four. It just shows that God is with us no matter what happens. Even in the toughest of times, he's with you. You're really not in the fire by yourself. You're not in the cold by yourself. He's always with you. Coming up, Mercy Me, but right now it's North Point Worship. Death Was Arrested. That's Chris Tomlin, Resurrection Power, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is praise? According to Life.com, praise in the original Greek means to sing, to tell of, to give, or to confess. In simpler terms, it means to be thankful for God's blessings and to declare the good news to God and to others. I hope you're enjoying the praise and worship music right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Coming up, Phil Wickham, House of the Lord. That's Lauren Daigle with Rescue right here on Mix Sunday Morning, Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5 from 8 to 10 a.m. every Sunday morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I'm your host, Greg Wyckoff. I want to thank Miss Delaine Robinson for coming in the studio this morning, for taking the time to come and share her heart in a powerful testimony. Hopefully we can get her in again and get a podcast going so you can really understand how God has moved in her life. Well, coming up, Elevation Worship and Carrie Jobe right here, Mix Sunday Mornings. That's Carrie Jobe, Let Your Glory Fall, right here on Mix Sunday Mornings. Hey, let's go to the Bible in Deuteronomy 31:8. Says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. See, don't worry about that decision you made yesterday, the choice you made yesterday. It's done and over with. God was with you then, and no matter what you did, he's with you today. It's a new day. He's walking with you tomorrow. Don't worry about that. See, he's already taken care of it. Trust the Lord. He'll guide your way. Thank you for listening. We'll finish the show up this week with David Crowder, One Sonic Society, Matt Mayer. But coming up right now, it's Hillsong Worship, Who You Say I Am, right here on Mix Sunday Mornings.